Deuteronomy chapter 11. Therefore you shall love the Lord Jehovah your God, and keep his charge and his laws and his judgments and his commandments always. And know this day, because I do not speak with your children who have not known, and who have not seen the discipline of the Lord Jehovah your God, his greatness, his mighty hand, and his stretched out arm, and his miracles and his acts, which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh the king of Egypt and to all his land, and what he did to the army of Egypt, to their horses and to their chariots, how he caused the water of the Red Sea to overflow them as they pursued after you, and how the Lord Jehovah has destroyed them to this day, and what he did to you in the wilderness, until you came into this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the son of Reuben, how the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession, in the midst of all Israel. But your eyes have seen all the great acts of the Lord Jehovah, which he did. Therefore you shall keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong, and go in and possess the land, where you go to possess it, and that you may prolong your days in the land, which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers to give to them and to their descendants, a land that flows with milk and honey. Because the land where you go in to possess it is not as the land of Egypt from where you came out, where you sowed your seed and watered it with your foot as a garden of herbs. But the land where you go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinks water of the rain of heaven, a land which the Lord Jehovah, your God, cares for. The eyes of the Lord Jehovah, your God, are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even to the end of the year. And it shall come to pass, if you shall listen diligently to my commandments which I command you this day, to love the Lord Jehovah your God, and to serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will give you the rain of your land in its due season, the first rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your corn and your wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your cattle, that you may eat and be full. Take heed to yourselves, that your heart be not deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. And then the Lord Jehovah's anger is kindled against you, and he shuts up the heaven that there be no rain, and that the land not yield her fruit, and lest you perish quickly from off the good land which the Lord Jehovah gives you. Therefore you shall lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign upon your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And you shall teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them upon the doorposts of your house, and upon your gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord Jehovah swore to your forefathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. Because if you shall diligently keep all these commandments which I command you, to do them, to love the Lord Jehovah your God, to walk in all his ways and to cling to him, then the Lord Jehovah will drive out all these nations from before you, and you shall possess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even to the farthermost Mediterranean Sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, because the Lord Jehovah your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said to you. Look, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God, which I command you this day, and a curse, if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord Jehovah your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day, to go after other gods, which you have not known. And it shall come to pass, when the Lord Jehovah your God has brought you into the land where you go to possess it, that you shall put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim, and the curse upon Mount Ebal. Are they not on the other side west of the Jordan River by the way where the sun goes down in the land of the Canaanites, who live in the plain opposite Gilgal, beside the plains of Moreh? Because you shall pass over the Jordan River to go in to possess the land which the Lord Jehovah your God gives you, and you shall possess it and live in it. And you shall observe to do all the laws and judgments which I set before you this day,